Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
It's me, I'm first today.
Mike Bachman.
French Stewart was in an episode of Roseanne.
Oh, that was very funny.
Well, he's gotta eat.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And my very good friend, Tim Lanning.
Thank you so much for letting me be here, Michael. You're my business partner. You're one of my best friends. I truly love you. I would kill for you. I would kill and then blame it on you and for having me be here.
I don't think he said thank you. I think you missed some words.
Kill and blame it on him for having you be here.
Who's having a great June, my birthday month? I know I am.
Yeah.
I assume everyone sent me puppets.
Your birthday was over 2 weeks ago.
Michael,
we're doing that.
It's my birthday month.
On the 24th day of Tim's Amazon wish list.
My true love gave to me
the Quarriors expansion. Two Marvel Legendaries expansion. Three Silver Brother Wars expansions. Two. Three beer cups. Four Sono speakers. Five.
As you can tell, this is the second recording.
Six more games you never play. Seven.
Wait, aren't you going? You're going the wrong direction.
Yes.
Maybe, I'm pretty sure you bounced around numbers a little bit.
Help
there.
Me. Anyways,
oh my God. I was holding beer and trying not to spit it that whole time.
How'd you get to my book wish list? It has books with sex that I don't want to put out there. Here's a possible. One hand, not a...
Sorry.
So we're a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast where we, as you can see, play Dungeons & Dragons.
We're just like your best friends that you guys used to play with. You were probably nerds. You got bullied in high school, but now nerds are popular now.
Or maybe you were on the football team and you're really popular and now, like, actually, I'm a nerd.
And, you know, football players are popular now. Actually, they're not.
Tim, I thought you said you guys are probably nerds. You got blue in high school.
What? We all got a little
on
blue.
On the band bus. Am I right?
Yeah, man.
You know, I think nerds in high school are still nerds.
Yeah.
At least my son is. Poor boy.
Whoa.
But he was saying if you were a nerd in high school, now you're an adult.
Now you're an adult,
and now you have so much money.
But if you're still in high school, I think it's still really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't be like, I love Captain America and how Thor does.
Right. No, like, all the... He's like... He gets bullied for not playing Fortnite, I think, and that's how it's different.
Oh,
that's how it's different.
You should play
now.
Fortnite. Just play Fortnite.
I bet you don't even have a llama, nerd.
I know literally nothing about Fortnite, and honestly, don't tell me anything about it. I don't want to know.
There's llamas, and you can build walls, and there's guns in it.
That's fine to me.
It's like PUBG, but it's like a cartoon.
But bad.
Damn. Nika laid it down.
I don't know, three times.
No, people like it. I hate any game that's not Overwatch, so.
Fair.
It's like Overwatch.
I only play Fire Emblem Fates, whatever the one is on your phone. That's it.
Yeah, Fire Emblem.
I am trying so hard to get that Bridal Thurger right now, and if I don't get it, I'm scream.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know how horny we want to get. They crank it up and they like break the knob and it goes all the way to Tharja.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend like $100 trying to get Bridal Tharja.
Occasionally Christmas Tharja will show up and I'm like, I think I see her pussy lip.
Yeah, probably.
But she also looks real young in the way they draw her in the Christmas one. Listen. Real fucked up.
So yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, our favorite game.
I love it.
Who wants to, I don't know, roll D20?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Guess I'll do that.
Michael.
You want to do that?
As one of your best friends, I rolled a 12.
Where's the non-cursed?
Don't
guys?
Touch me.
It's hot in here.
I rolled a 16.
It's not hot.
I'm hot, again, because I ran up the stairs with this beautiful dog that we're dog sitting. I rolled a beautiful 6.
Mr. Bachman.
I rolled a 17, because these Die Hard Die are just too good.
Back-to-back Bachmans.
Back-to-back Bachmans. That's another 60 minutes of uninterrupted Bachmans starting now.
Yo, Mike.
Yes.
What happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons 5th Edition Actual Play podcast?
We found a lake.
The end.
And we're like, well, shit, how are we going to get past all the sea ravens and tentacles? And turns out you can't, because it's a lot of tentacles. They're not all attached to the same monster. They're dragging us under. Nook died, which is probably for the best, if we're being honest.
I still believe he's alive.
Mm-hmm. No, he drowned.
He has inert magic.
I'm the only one who can breathe water.
He's fine down there.
Can I just say that I was extremely sure that you guys were just going to, like, do something and teleport to the other side or whatever, and we just weren't going to have tentacles at all? I was positive.
Yeah. Tim really dropped the ball on that one.
Definitely had too much faith in us.
No,
turns out we're dumb as hell.
I was like, I need to plan a lot tonight, because they're going to go right past the tentacles and they're going to be on to the next thing. And
I have a plan. No. If you're going to give us a fucking Kraken to talk to, we're going to talk to it.
I mean, I tried.
If only we had a wizard, we could have done it, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I wanted to try to counsel with this Kraken, and it did not work. It was not, you know, you can only change if you're ready to change.
And I still think the wizard... The Kraken or whatever it was is depressed, and you should get help if you're able to, and you should vote for people with that are gonna help.
I think the Kraken should take Zoloft.
yeah, definitely. And there's nothing wrong with taking pills. I think that's true.
I love pills.
Yeah,
he needs to deal with his problems in a more productive way, but change his heart, bitch.
Yeah, damn, it's so true.
Damn, it's true. 2018 in a nutshell, if you ask me. Fuck.
So yeah. So here you guys are. Mike Bachman, tell us what happened. I guess I interrupted you. Is that what happened?
I pretty much told you what happened. We fought tentacles, yeah. And then it was over.
True, yes. You're in the Feywild, you're trying to cross a lake, and you didn't.
You didn't talk about the most important part, which is that I summoned 4 satyrs named after all the good members of NSYNC.
Stop it.
I think we should... So you can summon satyrs. I can summon skeletons and demons. Why have we not just dug a pit and had a demon fight club?
We can make this happen, man. I can summon a good amount of things.
New business venture.
There we go.
I like the way this is sounding. Let's abandon this whole try to find Tom Harper thing. Time to start our...
That's
our
like your nephew.
You know what? You're right.
The problem with how one of those shows would flow is it would be like, did you guys like that fight? Let's all take a long rest.
That's all like a 8-hour nap, buddy.
I think that once we have Tom Harper safely home, we gotta start up our Thunderdome business.
So I'm gonna do it.
Yep.
Michael's just trying to get more from that bottle.
Drink it.
Michael, I felt like that bottle was empty 2 hours ago.
I'm nursing it.
So we're still on the show. shore, but like far enough back, and we're not being currently grasped by tentacles.
Yeah, I mean, if you, I mean, you guys do whatever you want. I will say you can move away from the shore, and you're not getting attacked by tentacles anymore.
Michael sounds broken. He's like, do whatever you want. I don't care.
I still want to put words in your mouth. I'm just saying you're not in danger at this second.
Okay.
All right.
Can we just fly?
I don't know what you guys want to do, but I miss Nook. But I don't. It seems too dangerous to go in there. I hope maybe he has his own innate magics to get out of there.
I mean,
I don't think we know him well enough to risk our lives for him. I say we GTFO.
We still need to cross the lake, though.
I could turn one of you into a bird. A big bird, though.
literally big bird.
The big bird just can't fly. But no one would attack big bird, so we're safe.
Can we? Is the bird big enough to grasp the others in its claws? What if it grabs a little basket and everyone is in the basket?
First of all, I wanted to say thank you for saving me. I felt my life slipping away.
Yeah, you were really on the edge there, Frank.
Uthgar bless poor Nook, but...
I was aiming for Nook, actually.
Frank, put her here, and I put out my hand to give a big handshake.
He goes to shake her hand.
He notices that the Toby is actually a cacti.
I spot every goddamn time. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I feel like birds are weak to tentacles.
We'll fly high.
How high?
Like 150 feet.
150 feet.
We have seen many birds snatch from the sky with these tentacles. So
that's true.
I hate to admit it, but I think Frank might be.
All right.
I mean, we could fly higher, I guess. I'm just saying.
Well,
maybe send a skeleton on a hang glider. I mean, that's my idea.
Okay, maybe Frank doesn't have good ideas.
Can we go invisible? What if we were invisible and then we flew over? Or we're on... No, we couldn't be on a boat. We'd still have ripples. Yeah, what if we were invisible?
Can we all stand on like a piece of rock or wood? And then I cast telekinesis and then we just fly over there? But like, you know, we're real fucking high.
Oh, this is some Breath of the Wild shit.
Yeah, man. Like we're real high. Like 358 feet up.
We attach a bunch of balloons to a raft.
Mm-hmm.
I got a big leaf fan that I'm going
to
use.
Those balloon creatures.
How long? Sorry, so how far is it from the shore to the lake? The crystal castle thing again?
It's probably like... quarter of a mile.
Fuck.
So not 50 feet. Okay. In my brain, I was like, what if I create a wind wall and we walk on it? And like, this is not.
I have no specific spells that can help us.
I have nothing.
Yeah, unless I can make something out of bones, I'm not going to help us too much.
Kind of a bone focus thing.
Yeah, pretty much all of my abilities revolve around bones.
Yeah, I can turn someone into a bird or a big whale or whatever. I can create invisible creatures to distract it.
Ooh, I can polymorph. Okay. So I can polymorph somebody into
a tentacle?
Big fish.
Oh.
Well, that's worse than a bird.
Or tentacle.
It wouldn't attack another tentacle, right?
It's like, that's me.
Damn, that's true.
I feel like...
I have invisibility.
Is there any
helps.
Sort of teleportation we
wait,
can
wait.
Do?
All right, how about this? We turn someone into a bird. I cast... You polymorph someone into a bird. I cast invisibility on...
So they're an invisible bird. But we've got a bit of a, like, a chicken, fox, and seed scenario going on.
Wow. This is just like math class, and I hate it.
Yeah, I have enough spell slots to, I guess, get all of us except for Spur. Frank, you should stay back because it's just not safe for you. And I don't know what we would do if you left, buddy. But, hey, give it here.
Oh, no, I will not fall for that one again.
Give it here!
Can't I just ride on the invisible bird or something? I feel like...
Why would you want to go?
Well,
it's not
I'm
safe.
Contractually obligated to stay with you and make sure you don't spend any money.
Frank,
what money are we going to spend over there?
I'm sure there's food stalls and other things.
What if there's a Crystal Tower gift shop? I would like a replica of a Crystal Tower. Maybe inside of a geo.
I mean, it is a crystal. There's got to be treasure in there, right? Oh, now I'm gone. Kind of southern. Shit. She got me. She gets everyone eventually.
She got me earlier if you were paying close attention.
I mean, Toby, if we leave him here, he's just gonna
fucking barrow down and get attacked by a fucking bug.
He's gonna get snatched.
I'm sorry for swearing. Give her here.
Okay. Ow!
Okay, it's my hand. No, it's my hand.
Oh, dang it.
I got you. Slap him in the face. Just kidding. I don't do that. What? Okay, fine. So how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if I cast this spell... at me and five.
Toby, are you having a stroke?
Five, three,
I've never heard Toby make these sounds before.
Four, five, six, So why can't I figure out them? I have to cast this at 6th fucking level. Eat my butt.
Michael.
But I can do it.
Did you think that this was going to be the hardest puzzle you would ever give us?
Never have you guys been so close to giving up.
So I'm actually really upset that it's more than one monster, because I was going to try and make it afraid of me.
Same, actually.
Did you see the meme on the net, Michael, of the basketball man who's like, "What's happening?" And mm-hmm. it's the DM.
You mean
like,
LeBron James?
I don't know anything about basketball.
You don't know LeBron James?
No, I don't. Now I do, I guess. And he's like, "It's a sign." And the players were like, "What are you talking about?" And that, I feel like that's us every yeah. episode. We're very stupid.
Especially this episode.
Especially this episode.
If Eludra was here, we could have her be a dinosaur.
Well, yeah. No, it has nothing to do with the person. We still can polymorph people into dinosaurs.
But yeah, it wouldn't feel right.
I think if Scud polymorphs one of us into a bird, I can invisible all of us, and that would be the safest way to get across. What do you guys think?
We'd all be able to travel on the bird?
Well, it's a big bird.
It'd have to be, wouldn't
get
it?
Get a big basket and the bird carries
yeah.
it.
It's not that
Michael,
big
just
of a deal.
To clarify, the Crystal Tower is on an island in the middle of the lake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we can't walk around the lake.
Yeah, someone in the chat was like, why don't you just literally walk around the lake?
We can't.
Well, I mean, we could while we try and figure out how to actually get to the island.
Let's drain all the water from the lake by drinking it, and yeah. then...
I think this is a great play. Let's do it.
Frank loves
Way
it.
Way to go, right. team.
You, Frank, are you going to change the fucking rules halfway across the water and we're fucking get dumped?
Maybe.
Oh, Frank, give it here.
Get away from me.
No, Frank!
He's been hurt too many times.
Chase him. All right, who wants... Now, Scud, are you ready to polymorph?
Yeah.
Is Scud
yeah,
carrying us?
I tried to do a voice for me, but I don't have one. It's my normal voice.
But who are you going to... You should probably polymorph Lonnie, right? She's so fast. Not that it matters. I'm just saying.
And maybe it does, though.
She... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I polymorph Lonnie into a large sea raven.
The rest of us climb on back, and I cast Invisible on at fucking 6th level.
I'm so excited. Do I get to carry everyone?
Yeah. But you got like a bit and a lead. Like,
damn it. I want to take, like, can this be like the Rescuers Down Under whenever he rides
yes.
on the Golden
yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
And it
Please.
Like, we just shoot straight up
oh,
in the
that's
air.
Just so good.
She's not going to make it. We climb up that bank that Michael so famously always had there.
And, yeah, can you put that in terms of All Dogs Go to Heaven? Because I'm not following.
What if she's
Your
like
eternal
a...
reward.
That's not.
All right.
That's
I haven't watched that
in a long
time. It's too sad.
So Lonnie becomes an invisible bird, and you're all invisible, and you fly across
Yay!
The lake.
And we fly.
And hold on.
So high.
Uh-oh.
So high.
And you now make it across the lake.
Now that's yes! what I like, Michael. That's what I like.
Yes!
Well, I sure hope we don't fight any creatures on this, well, tower filled with, I guess, gods. Because I'm very low on spell slots. I'm not that low.
So where are you heading now? What are you doing now?
So is there land around the Crystal Tower? Oh,
guys,
you guys
we're really
an idea.
Fucked up. Nook was the only person who knew the secret way into the goddamn Crystal Tower.
We know it's in the back, right?
Yeah, it's always in the back. You just gotta
in the back.
The knock is probably just fucking shaving a haircut. It's fine.
God damn it.
Can we land on the top and just like get this whole thing over with?
Yes.
Just die?
You could.
Yeah, land on the top.
You can land on the top.
Because the fire starts on the bottom.
Okay, we do that.
We're invisible, so we can land on top and like scout it out.
Yeah, we just look at it. Out. We can look at it.
We do that.
Oh my god.
Or can we like go around a couple times? We do a couple of laps around.
We gotta do some loops.
But we need to be careful, because what if they have like
see invisibility?
The ability to see? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So you fly a couple loops around and hold on.
One. We're being safe.
One
hey,
loop.
Michael, we fly but 1 inch. We do it again. We've done it again. And we've done it again.
Okay. There is a crystal rooftop that you can land on if you so choose.
That sounds fancy.
Can
do
we
it.
Throw it, or is it like thick crystal?
It's thick and dark because, you know, everything's dark now.
It's not, okay.
The way I like it.
There's definitely a courtyard out front that appears to be crawling with drow soldiers. There's pack spiders that look like the size of gigantic horses dragging stuff around.
Now, Michael, how mad are you that we didn't fight through this army? Because I know I can see from your notes there, from the reflection of your glasses, that you wanted us to
I have full backstories. I got the whole
and like had companies and stuff.
Full.
Like that.
They were names from the Backstreet Boys. The Pussycat Dolls.
Well, you have the Mordenkainen Tome of Foes, which actually give you good traits for fiends and stuff like that. And
The whole thing about Dark Elves came at a very good time for me.
Yeah, exactly.
What should we do? What should we do?
Is there a doorway on the rooftop?
Ooh, doorway.
Wait, why are we here again? Because it was the ball told us this is where we gotta go.
Oh, what's the ball do? I take the ball.
Oh, yeah. We gotta save Melora.
Yeah, we gotta save Melora.
We gotta save Melora. Is the ball doing anything fun? I'm also petting the bird.
Lonnie, the bird.
The ball seems to be kind of vibrating more as you get closer.
Oh, Got it. Let me get that ball.
All right. I guess you put it in between your skirt.
No.
Ron grabs it out of in everyone's hands.
Nah.
Are you still invisible?
Yes. For the next hour.
I'm invisible with a vibrating ball.
The best way to be. So we can't see through it. So our choices are smash through it like maniacs.
That seems bad. That seems like not a good idea.
Take a nap on the roof. Our classic 8-hour nap. We've been awake for an hour and a half, so why not?
It's about time.
No, we've probably been awake longer than that today. For the first time in a week, Toby has been awake for more than 3 hours.
He needs sleeping.
I have depression. So nothing jumps out. So our options are try to find this secret entrance within the next hour. As Bachman mentioned, I don't remember if Nook told us where it was or not.
I don't think so. I think he was going to show us.
He was going to show us.
We fucked that one up.
Because we convinced him to come with us, but he...
he died!
Isn't that sucky? He was going to not show... He was going to tell us where to go, but not come with us. But we're like, no, come with us. And then he just died.
I tried to save him.
Well, I think we all did in our own way.
I did not. I didn't even lift a finger.
Feels guilty.
Is there any holes? Anything like that?
It seems to be a sheet of crystal.
Just straight up a sheet of crystal. Okay. Just trying to think. Is there any other, like...
Can we, like, put our ears to it and listen?
Sure. You roll investigates? Question mark?
Yeah, investigative perception, maybe. I don't know. Shit. I did bad on both.
Who would you like to do this? Everyone?
Oh, these guys all go crazy.
Okay.
I got 12.
I
got a 27 for perception.
Mm.
If you want investigate, it's a 16.
Piss.
Oh, shit. I got 26 perception.
Nice.
Natural.
I got 16 perception.
I got a natural 27.
Don't ask.
Wow. Yeah, just it seems like this. Can't really figure out how. It doesn't seem like people maybe come up here. There doesn't seem to be an entryway.
Can we pull out the orb and see if it's doing anything? Or if we can, like, click the button that was showing us this picture and see if it does anything?
Yes. But it will, if you click the button, I think it's going to be visible.
Oh, because we're interacting with something.
Oh,
shit.
Is anyone up here right now?
No.
Can I get Arlington to peck at the button?
Oh, shit.
Well, I think the ball's going to be visible.
Oh, sure. Okay, we put the ball down in like a nook, but not the RIP.
Against the wall.
Thoughts and prayers. And then can I have Arlington peck at it?
Sure.
I do it.
Okay, you do that. So light erupts from the ball.
Oh, boy.
Because as we remember, it shoots out a hologram that shows the map.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be showing this like holographic projection of this very place that you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's shit.
Like the specific location or
shit,
just
man.
The tower in general?
Like the tower in general.
Ah.
Shit.
It doesn't seem to go super granular.
Fuck. Did we see any open windows, like maybe a story or two down?
There's definitely stuff going on down below.
Like what?
It's like a little kiss down below, you know what I'm saying? Like a little window that's like quiet.
You didn't see like a stairway up the side or anything.
Well, no, we can fly on bird, on our good friend the bird.
Lonnie the bird.
I mean, it seems like...
And we're invisible.
I don't know, it's like crystal and probably a way to just like see through it from the inside. You know what I'm saying?
So we need to get inside.
Wait, so they can see us?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I want to go like down a little bit, down the shaft.
You can fly down if you want.
Yeah. And try to find a window without a lot of
guards
activity.
Yeah,
there aren't windows. It's like an office building. You know, it's just a big sheet. Just like a big sheet of crystal.
Mamma mia.
How do we even do
well,
does it have a Starbucks in the bottom? Let's go there.
I mean, probably.
I wonder if we could...
Drow Bucks.
Is there, like, an entryway with a door open?
Down below.
Michael, how dumb of an idea would it be to try to tiptoe our way through as invisible people? Like...
And a bird. Yeah,
and a bird. Well, we can unbird her.
Nope. This spell lasts for as long as it lasts.
It's just like, click, click, click with a real fast.
Yeah, she can't help but
make that noise.
Yeah, and the fucking tower is all crystal, so she knows she's going to smash into it.
Oh, my God. You're gonna snap her neck.
We all get on her back, and she just smashes right into the side of the tower.
Oh, I got a shit.
Well, what do you guys think we should do? Should we smash up the top, or should we try to find smash in the side? Should we try to sneak in as invisible people? We got
I just don't see how 41 we're gonna smash. Minutes. I don't see how we're going to smash to the top.
Okay.
I don't feel like we have any real beefy folks with us.
In typical bird fashion, let me smash.
You want some blue?
She don't want blue.
Beep, beep, beep.
Y'all see that new meme?
I'm sorry.
No. Oh, the what? Blue, the carry-on? What are you guys talking about?
No.
It's a nature documentary that two birds are trying to fuck, and they put, like, subtitles over it. It's like, hey, baby, you want some fuck? You want blue?
Oh, you must have seen those. You haven't seen Want Some Fuck? All right.
Yeah. I know that.
I know it. It's not new.
I know it's not new
you.
At all. Absolutely not.
Now I'm 32.
But... It's the best meme.
So what are you doing?
How many drow are down there?
Thousands.
Oh my God. Fuck. Can we take that many?
Firebomb them all.
That's not a real number.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's definitely a big courtyard where there's a lot of drow. There seems to be a big hole that's just all darkness on the inside, which seems to be dug into the side of the crystal tower.
What?
It's very spiderwebby.
Oh, that's the upside down area.
There's probably some, you know, fae being executed in the courtyard kind of thing.
Yo.
Stuff like that.
Yo. I could... If this whole tower is glass, my summon lesser demons, just anywhere I can see... Within range.
Yes. Yes. Oh, do it. Oh, where's the answer? answer. Yes. Do it in the courtyard. What's the cast range?
Cast range is 60 feet, though.
That's not bad.
We can fly.
Even if it's too high, they're just going to fall down on top of them. It's perfect.
This is perfect.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the time.
Yes.
Distraction time.
Am I a bad enough dude to cast this?
Do you have any more instincts to throw down there? Two to help out?
I could technically do it. Yeah, I actually could technically do it. I have one more.
That's a hell of a distraction. Usually our thing is like, I knock over a jar.
I could bring out like 8 blink dogs.
Okay. Yes. Yes, do it.
So I yell out, fuck shit, cock shit. And then I roll my...
That's a spell.
Yeah, well, the spell says you utter foul words, summoning demons in the chaos of the abyss.
Boobs and beans.
Poop. Banana. And so, okay, so now I gotta roll a d6. And I hope.
Why?
I rolled a five. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Okay. So since I'm doing this at 8th level, I can triple the number of demons that I summon. So normally you roll a 5 or a 6, you get 8 demons of challenge rating, 1/4 or lower, but I get to triple it because of casting it so fucking high.
Oh my God.
So 24 demons rain down. The DM chooses what the demons are,
okay,
and I choose an unoccupied space I can see within range where they appear.
Okay, so you're going to make it rain demons.
Yeah.
Nice.
Should I do my blink dogs? Is that helpful or a sprite?
Sure.
Are they gonna survive the fall?
Okay, man, I don't know. See, a sprite would fly, I think. So that could be better. Or pixie.
I don't foresee a challenge rating of 1/4 surviving. How far are these things falling?
Let's see. Well, let's give you a nice demon with some wings.
Nice. Oh man, Michael, you get inspiration for that.
Why not? All right, well, we'll see.
I feel like Bachman should get inspiration for his demon drop if he doesn't have it.
I might have it. I don't know.
I would
Who
like
keeps
to.
Keeps track of that these days.
I would like to submit a nomination for it.
I have an app that keeps
I'm
track
sure
of my inspiration.
You all have it all the time.
Thank you, Michael.
Perfect. I'm going to take that to heart.
So you said 1/4?
Yeah, 1/4. Do they even have anything that low?
They do. It's like really gross things.
Perfect. Just like wieners with eyes.
A dretch, that's a thing apparently.
I summon apparently Finn Balor from Monday Night Raw. No, I cast.
There's a lot of kinds of devils in there.
Yeah,
and the Cobalt Fight Club website.
I cast a major image, and I make it look like major I'm image? Summoning a Balor.
Okay, so we'll just say that they're abyssal wretches, but they have wings.
Nice,
so they don't fall to the ground and die.
Although, and it's in a way that would have been pretty good too.
So yeah, so all of these demons and Balor apparently just start tearing shit up.
The
in
Balor
the middle of this
is really just kind of, you know, peacocking. Not really doing a lot.
Yeah, he's hollering.
And there's probably enough of them, right, that like we still go unnoticed on the roof? Like they'd probably just be, they'd see these things flying in.
Yeah, so there's like, you hear like horns blowing and everyone seems to be running towards the courtyard.
Yeah.
There's definitely a back entryway that guards seem to have abandoned their posts to go see what the hell's going on.
Question, nice. If your building is made completely out of glass, is any entryway
secret?
It's not.
It's like natural, man.
It's like crystal.
Oh, okay.
Like a milky crystal.
And if it's a circle, what's the
I mean,
back,
it's not a perfect,
right?
It's not like a big cylinder. Yeah. It's like,
you know what I'm saying? I say we,
I demand answers.
Let's go to the back entrance.
Yeah, I agree
chaos,
with you.
Okay, so you guys
chaos
are
reigns in the courtyard.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like
oh,
you
yes.
might
sure,
not,
of course.
Once you cast that spell, you probably aren't invisible. But
there's just
I'm
so
extremely
much
not invisible anymore.
Well, that's why I asked if they saw, because like, if all of a sudden demons rain from the sky, like even though we're technically up above, like standing on the roof,
They're
probably
not
going to
like, who's that up on the roof? They're dealing with their demon problem.
They're like, oh, fuck, demons.
As a demon, like, gnaws the flesh off their face, they're like, oh, who's that guy? I think I know him.
So, you guys are going to go in through this back entry?
Hello. Yeah, and we're not invisible anymore.
Yes.
But we're hoping the chaos, because I lose invisibility when we do actions, but definitely when I make the Balor show up. But my logic is, a Balor is a devil. Therefore,
he's a devil with like fire hands.
Yeah. Therefore, these fuckers would hate him double.
One of these days, I'd really like to go to Baylor's Hope.
No, it's bad.
So you're as you're about to enter the entryway, purple flames spark all over you, outlining you in fairy fire.
It's classic drow shit.
Shit.
A figure zooms into your periphery and lands in front of you.
Who is it?
He's got big shoulder pads and he's standing. He's got his arms stretched out and he's standing on one leg.
It's George Michael from Wham!
And he's it's a dark elf. And he's wearing these sort of like
Jarlaxel?
Big green shoulder pads. And he goes, Supreme Fighter Green
Goldo!
Oh,
Goldo! No! And, then,
and then another one lands next to him. And he turns his back to you and shoots his arm out and goes, Supreme Fighter Red Raccoon! And then another guy Raccoon! Lands and throws his arms up in the air. And he's, Supreme Fighter Blue Blur! Supreme Fighter Blue Birder! And then finally another one lands in front of them and puts his arms down on the ground. And he goes, Supreme Fighter Yellow Urtha. And he goes, nice.
Wow.
He goes, nice.
Jace there? Were there four like or five of them?
There's four.
Urethra.
Four.
And Urtha looks at you.
You motherfuckers can't commit to five, can you?
We would crush you in a fight, but we like a challenge.
Well,
okay. What do you say?
If
saying?
You can beat us. So,
should we play chess?
Does that mean you guys are just going to let us go through?
What about the dragon's ante? Three dragon ante.
If you can, we can see that you're something special.
Oh,
so if
thank
you can
you.
Beat us in it. A series of challenges. We shall let you pass.
Sketch!
Spinstones?
But if you fail, you must submit to the Spider Queen willingly.
I use my cantrip message or whatever. Like, we'll say yes, but we'll just lie if we lose. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. This is great. It's been really boring here.
Well, did you see all the demons in the courtyard? You think things are boring.
And devils.
So they all turn their backs to each other, and they seem to be doing like rock, paper, scissors.
I whispered to everyone, when they turn back around, we should kind of have our own thing to kind of like...
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
absolutely.
To what is it? Cramp on them? What's the term? I don't know the term.
He said cramp on them?
I don't know. Stunt? Stunt
them? We need a stunt on them, for sure. Wait,
is that what it
do
is?
A stunt.
Okay, so when they turn back around, I'm gonna, okay, what do we do? Oh,
there's five of us.
I'm gonna throw up. I swear to God right now, I'll throw up.
Please do it.
I think we need to do, like, a cheerleader situation where, like, we do, like, you know, make someone stand up. Like, I'm doing hand motions and you can't see it at home if you're listening to
the
podcast.
Do you
want to
do a ziggurat?
Frank is up top.
Yeah, I was
going
to say Toby should be up top. We can throw Toby in
the
air.
Toby's the littlest one. Frank needs to be
Toby should be on the bottom for that exact reason.
No, I weigh about 40 pounds.
He weighs, like, nothing, so he needs to be the flyer. And Frank needs to be one of the spotters.
Okay. Let's
do it. We quickly get ourselves into like a cheerleading stance.
I'm not very strong, so I'm gonna try not to drop anyone if I have to.
I clearly think that failure is better than success.
Toby's doing I believe it's called a Liberty. I think that's a thing. Liberty.
Ready? Okay.
S-I-S-I-D-S-I-D-O-E-T.
This is what
Tower of Great.
If you look up Liberty cheerleading. This is what Toby's doing right
yeah.
now. He's on one leg, and he's got his arms up in the air, and his other leg is up with his knee up.
It's the crane kick from Karate Kid.
Yes.
They turn around, and they begrudgingly respect your poses. Like, it's very
yes!
good.
Yes!
You
yes!
must nominate one of you to battle Supreme Fighter Green Guldo in the ultimate brain battle. Who
ultimate
shall
brain
step
brain
forth?
Toby.
Wait, if they mean... He said brain battle, right?
That's you, Toby. Toby,
I'm
I can't do
one
it.
Of the smartest creatures in
Toby,
all
Toby,
in all the realms.
This is 100% you, my man.
Let's do it.
You gotta go.
Daps, 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 daps. So Toby cockily throws his
don't forget to dab
back.
On him.
He dabs and walks out and he goes, oh, I didn't know I was going to be doing a brain battle against a scum lord.
Shit, that's the smartest insult I think
wow.
I've ever heard.
Wow, this guy's smart.
This guy's
steam.
Wow.
Steam is coming out of this guy's ears. He hates it. But then Supreme Fighter Blue Birder steps forward and says, "Who shall challenge me in the ultimate speed battle?"
I challenge you, but my mouth moves a whole bunch. And it comes out not in a southern accent, just like that.
We should get all of these matchups wrong.
Like,
yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. I got the speed thing. Don't worry about it.
he nods at Lonnie and goes, ha ha, good. You look fast.
Dope.
I haven't been challenged in a long time.
I hope you like to eat ass and look at dust.
Eat ass, run fast.
Next t-shirt.
It wouldn't be a bad one.
Run fast.
Supreme Fighter Yellow Earth steps forward and goes, "Who shall challenge me in the ultimate accuracy battle?"
That's pretty obvious, right?
No, I thought I was...
One of the skeletons!
I thought I was the fast one.
No,
yeah,
I
could do that probably.
No. Rogue pushes Scott out of the way. He's like, "No, it's me."
Then one of the last two of you shall face me, Supreme Fighter Red Raccoon, in the endurance battle.
In the ass-eating contest.
Michael, you really should quickly create the fifth member of Ginyu Force and be like, "All right, who can defeat me in
accounting
actuary skills?" We have to balance this checkbook, baby.
That's right. You know what? Purple guy comes up. His name is Melk or something.
Has to back us, and he's just like,
Did you have Jace yet?
I changed their names.
Oh, okay. Because Raccoon is Raccoon, and Baldor is Baldor, or whatever his name is.
They're close. They're close. Didn't change them that much.
What NSYNC did you not use? Chase or whatever?
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick, the Ginyu Force member, walks forward.
Supreme Fighter Green Guldo. No, I wasn't going to start with that one. The speed challenge. Supreme Fighter Blue Birder goes, "I shall race you, Lonnie, around this island one time."
I'm sorry. How'd you know my name? I never
you
said
it. You said it before. No, you did.
I didn't say it.
You were talking before.
I don't remember saying. I guess I whispered it. Shit.
Maybe they've been watching this.
I really have.
This whole time.
What's to say?
Where you want to run?
I shall race you. Okay. Once around the island.
That's it?
Yes. It's a big island, so.
How long does it usually take you on, like, a practice run?
I don't know. 10 seconds.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm very fast.
Run fast, eat ass, run fast. Run fast, eat ass, run fast. Eat ass, run fast, yes.
I hope the people out on the sidewalk can hear us right now.
I hope the neighbors do hear you just chanting, "Eat ass."
Eat ass. Eat ass.
This is the most musical episode that Bachman hasn't written an entire song for.
I can't even make jokes. Eat ass is just too fucking funny.
It's fucking good. You're dad now. You gotta eat ass.
Sorry, that's how it is.
Here's a fun situation to think upon. A little sitcom, if you will. Imagine the joke. Once you're married, you don't have sex. But imagine this. You do eat ass.
I mean, yeah.
Isn't that funny to think about? Right?
That's just real.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We like to have fun here.
Ready.
We like to eat ass here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steady.
Freddy.
Go!
Okay, I go.
Do you drift?
I go fast. Oh, you know I drift. And I've got Nos, so right at the very end, if he ever gets ahead of me by just a little bit, I say, "Buckle up!" And then I push the button on the ferret. It's his nose. And I just turbo boost it.
Are you turbo boosting it right now, or are you...
No, I gotta wait till he's just a little bit ahead.
Yeah, you gotta trick him.
Yeah.
And Michael, that's a great point. Have seatbelts been invented in Drunk Rose?
Definitely not.
Yeah, because Pugs invented seatbelts in our real world. So
you guys are both just sprinting down you sprint down towards the shore, and then you take a right, and then you have to go all the way around the island once.
Okay.
And so you're just hauling ass. And at first you're like, "This guy's pretty fast, but I can definitely beat him."
Sweet.
And so you're pulling ahead, and then you hear him behind you yell, "Second gear!" And then he starts going faster, and he's actually starting to beat you.
Shit. Wait, shit. No!
Lonnie,
I haven't used
gears?
My NOS yet, right? Or is that...
No, no, you have not.
Okay, okay. Oh, phew. Okay.
You have NOS used it.
NOS used it?
No. Just try harder.
No, don't. Just keep going. Move on.
Bachman.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
I use it.
So he's... Oh, you do use it.
Well, I mean, how close are we to being done?
Not very close.
Oh, then I won't use it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, save
so
it.
He's pulling a little ahead of you. You guys are just hauling ass. There's like No one's ever run this fast.
Can't even eat all that ass you're hauling.
And you run through this little canyon.
Ooh.
And rocks start falling.
Is this like the pod racing part of Star Wars, the prequels?
Apparently. And you see a rock coming straight for him, and he dodges out of the way, and he keeps running, and he's sprinting around. Maybe he like kind of runs up on the side of the canyon a little bit.
Sure.
He's like hauling ass. Again, ass.
Can I go through one of the rocks and do a flip off of it? And like I kind of almost like pass him while I'm doing the flip, and while I'm flipping, I'm eating an egg salad sandwich to recharge.
Yes, but I would like you to roll acrobatics.
Shit.
Or I guess athletics.
I kind of imagine that Lonnie is, you know those like gel packs that like marathoners drink / eat?
Yes.
It's just full of egg salad sandwich.
Oh, God.
Can I do acrobatics
like a gel
instead?
Version.
Yeah, I actually have a bonus acrobatics. To acrobatics.
Sure. Yeah, I think it should be acrobatics.
I got a 14, so maybe I want to use my inspiration.
Okay.
Or can I use that as my NOS? That's how I turbocharge ahead of him. Should I use that now?
I mean, that's up to you. If you want to blow that now, by all means.
Too soon, Junior.
Well, I don't want to lose it for everyone. I can't lose it by going fast. What kind of precedence does that set? I'm going to use it. I'm going to use my inspiration right now. Okay. How about a 22?
You just, well, describe how you nimbly dodge out of the way of these huge rocks that are falling everywhere.
So I actually start going so fast that you can't really see me. It's more of just like a blur. And I start jumping from rock to rock. So I'm literally just doing acrobatics to move on top of the rocks and maybe gain a little bit of height so that I can like shoot off and kick off the last rock in the canyon to like go forward and come over the top of him. And then my ass is just right in his face as we come down, and I'm ahead of him.
Oh, man!
He goes, damn you! How have you gotten past me? So you're both sprinting, and he goes, third gear! And he starts going past you again.
No!
And there's a huge canyon in front of you with a big log across it. And he sprints across the log, and it gets like, he's going so fast that it gets dislodged and it starts to fall right as you're about to get to it. You can probably still run across it, but it's going to be tricky.
I do it.
Okay. What do you want to roll for this one?
Can I roll, a survival?
For sure.
Sure.
Because if you don't, you'll fucking die.
No! Kill Lonnie.
How about a 23? Is that okay?
Yeah, the log is coming apart below you. It's like breaking and sliding sideways, and it's like falling down, and it seems like you're gonna fall, but you actually just run up the side of it.
Yes.
And clear the canyon.
Yes.
And you guys continue to burn ass. And in front of you, there's like a little harbor. And he's running so fast now. You see him just...
The harbor of ass.
Just running straight across the harbor on the water.
Did the tentacles get him?
You don't see any tentacles yet. And I think that will cut away from the race while this is happening.
So intense.
Yeah, we'll get back to the ass blasting a little bit.
And so then we go back to our other heroes here. And Supreme Fighter Green Guldo turns to Toby and says, so are you a learned man?
One could say that I've studied on three different planes just this year. How about you?
Oh, I know a great deal of knowledge. And in this contest, I will be quizzing you.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
I know. We make the rules here.
Well, don't you think of a more fair contest would be a neutral third party? And I think I have bested you. A thank you.
He slams down a huge tome on a nearby log.
Yeah.
And he goes, "This law is log time.
You love logs tonight."
And he goes, "For the ultimate brain battle, I will quiz you on Doug the Dark Elf trivia."
He jumps up and does an extreme anime like star eyes and big. I love the Dark Elf. I've read all of his books and even some of the fan fictions, and I wrote a few myself under a different surname.
A gnome like you could know nothing of Doug the Dark Elf.
I know so much. I visited Norhala one time.
Doubt it.
What have you?
We
idiot. Bitch.
Whoa. No need for that kind of language.
It was a heated gaming moment.
Your first question. What creature was Doug the Dark Elf's first pet? What was his name and how did Doug find it?
So just real quick. Should I just answer based on Drizzt or should I like change it ever so slightly for fun? Okay.
Oh, obviously, Doug tamed an all-black hyena named Hyena Vahar that he won in a contest against a wizard to get the little statue. Hyena Vahar.
I don't know if I can fault you on that one, but the roll.
That one's obvious. Can you give me a harder one, please? Please.
Fine. I will.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Under what unusual circumstances did Doug the Dark Elf slay his first monster?
Are we talking?
It's all here in this tome. He pats the big tome.
Well, if you know anything about the collected annals of Doug the Dark Elf, you know they're constantly retconning the lore. So was it during a routine tour of the Underdark when they found a hook beast?
Does that sound like an unusual circumstance to you?
No. What is kind of unusual in that Doug the Dark Elf followed his female sisters and what they wanted.
Roll a history check.
That's weird. We can all agree that's weird. That's fucked up.
History used to say, what does 25 get me?
He goes, I guess I was thinking of another thing, but yes, that does.
What thing? You tell me. Shut up. You shut up.
I'm really pissed that you know as much as you do about Doug the Dark Elf.
I've read them all, baby. Not all of them.
Okay.
They get kind of long in the tooth.
How about this one?
Okay.
According to Doug's autobiography, what is his greatest treasure?
Oh, this is easy. His greatest treasure are his scimitars.
You idiot. He said friendship. That's 1 point for me.
You're right. That's on me. I'm stressed.
Okay. How about... what is Duck the Dark Elf's fondest memory?
I don't know, probably fucking Catterbury. I mean, he fucking gets it deep with her after he gets in between. Well, it depends on the timeline, is the thing. Lady Silvery Moon, he fucked her, too. Duck the Dark Elf fucked a lot more people than you'd think.
Let me see. Roll another history check for me. Or intelligence, whatever.
He probably said it was, like, sparing that elf child, but... dope. 29.
Yeah, you definitely think it's sparing that elf child.
Sparing that elf child is probably what he actually thinks. Doug is a better hero than all of us will ever be. Especially you, you villain.
Ah, damn it. Well, this next one will truly stump you.
Doubt it.
And then we cut away.
I
didn't think you knew so much about Doug the Dark. Oh my god.
I've read the first five books, six books.
I thought you were going to make stuff up.
No, I figured.
This guy, he didn't show off how much he knows.
Like all classic nerds bragging about their Druid space knowledge.
Okay, Supreme Fighter Yellow Yurtha.
That's a fun sentence.
He goes, for us, we shall battle and see who is more accurate. Me with my key blasts, and you with your whatever bow, I guess.
My oath bow, motherfucker.
And he goes, ha, whatever. And he goes, watch this. And he goes, yeah! And then he makes some noise. And,
did he just make a mess in his pants?
Yes.
I think he just nutted.
And there's about 100 yards away, there's a target. And right in the middle of the target, a hole appears after he sort of like...
Oh, because it's key blast.
Key blast. He goes, be that.
Whatever.
Bullseye.
Oh, split the arrow.
Oh, you know I'm going to... Well, I hit you in a hole, though.
Yeah, I know.
Split that hole. What do I even...
I call this move eating the ass.
Okay, so Rowan takes her arrow and acts like she's like aiming towards the hole, and then she turns around so her back is to it, and then she bends over in a back bend, and then she shoots the arrow.
Shit. Does it work?
I hope it does. I'm gonna look like a real stupid fool. 16? I did acrobatics.
Okay, you can use your attack roll. It's probably...
Oh, I can use my attack roll? Yeah. That's better. So that would be a 26.
Okay. The arrow flies right through the hole without even touching the sides.
So she kind of like slowly rolls her way back up and then is like... does her hair. And then... She does a Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
Does she say that? And she does. Wearing a leopard print outfit?
Yes. All of a sudden, she's wearing a leopard print outfit. Yes.
And he goes, that was pretty good. But this next one is going to stump you for sure.
Oh, shit.
Why would you say stump? It's not a question.
It's the stump episode. Three targets come on strings, start rotating underneath the tree that we're talking, that I just made up. And
more log.
And he goes, yeah. And two perfect bullseyes, but then the last one's just a little bit off. And he goes, this is much harder, but you can't do this one.
Rowan walks over and she kind of like drapes her arms around him and like points the one that's off. And it's like, yeah, you almost got it. You did. You almost did it.
Oh, shit.
But let me show you how it's done.
They're moving. It's very difficult.
And I... 25.
So you bullseye
the first one. Let me describe
what
I do.
Keep going.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, there's three of them. I see what's happening.
Use your inspiration.
Sure.
Can I use it?
She rolled a natural one.
I rolled a one. That was bad. That was a bad one.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't.
Think.
20.
Another bullseye.
Oh. That'll be 29.
Damn.
He's like, oh, I can't believe you got all three of them.
That one, the last one, hit so hard, the arrow went completely through it. Like, yeah, it's flying. It's still flying.
Well, let's...
Some say it's still going to this day.
Wow, so true.
Well, hitting a target is no big deal.
Oh, says the guy who couldn't hit the target.
Well, what about real action? We gotta up the ante here. Hey, you, little guy with the notebook, stand over by that tree and hold this apple on your head.
I gotta say,
kill him.
You don't seem like a guy who knows anything about real action.
That hurts my feelings. And he does a key blast and blasts an apple off of Frank's head.
What is Frank? Is Frank crying?
One tear rolls down the side of Frank's face. And he puts another apple on his head. And I will tell you, if this roll goes poorly...
Oh, no. I don't want to kill Frank!
No pressure.
I'm stressed out! Oh, no. I'm so stressed out. Okay.
We're going to lose two NPCs in as many episodes, which... I'm down with, personally.
If I never stop rolling, then I can't do bad.
That is true.
15.
Can I give my inspiration to Eludra, Jennifer, Kanye
West? That's twice that I've been called Eludra.
15, the arrow, you're like kind of shaking a little bit because your best friend Frank, you know, you don't want to kill him.
And I'm shooting between my legs.
Of course, is what she said earlier.
It's really hard. I've never actually done it before.
He actually flinches out of the way, which you probably would have nailed it, but he flinches out of the way and it clips his ear right off.
No, the holy ear.
Nice.
Holy shit.
And he goes,
these huge arrows, you guys, you refuse to use smaller ones.
Frank, I'm sorry.
What did you do to my ear?
Frank, you flinched.
It's not my fault. Frank. Why did you shoot it between your legs?
Does it look fucking cool?
It's like, oh my God, there's so much blood.
And Yurtha looks at you and goes, I guess we're even now.
Yeah, I meant to do that. He did that for me.
And then we'll move on to... Supreme Blue Birder. Supreme Fighter Blue Birder. Oh no, that was, you already did that one.
Yeah.
Move on to Supreme Fighter Red Raccoon.
Raccoon.
For the endurance challenge. He goes up to Scud and he's like, all right, bro, let's see what you can do.
Oh, okay. I mean, what kind of endurance are we talking about here?
First off, do you see this keg of beer?
Yes.
You have to stand on your head and while drinking the beer from it for as long as you can.
Oh.
I call it a keg stand. I made it up.
That's a good ass name, though. That's pretty good. Where'd you come up with that? That's nice.
At college. Okay. Right, we'll both do it at the same time. Go!
Okay, I'm going. All right. This is me
that
going.
Opposed roll. What do you want to roll for this?
Let's see. Ooh. Oh, boy. I don't actually want to roll any of these numbers. Religion. I'd really love to roll religion for this, because that's a plus 9. Mm-hmm. Medicine, nature. See, my acrobatics is 0, and my athletics is negative 1. Not really sure how I got picked for the endurance challenge.
Well, neither of those are constitution-y kind of thing. It could be constitution you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if your constitution's any good either, but...
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, I guess I can do that.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see. It'd be a 21.
You handily beat him. He falls off the keg and coughs a little bit, and you're just like still going for another whole minute.
Whoa, shit.
He's liking it. He's enjoying himself.
This stuff is great.
That was Steve.
I'm Steve. Hi. Steve comes in and he's just like, you guys drinking beer? That stuff's great. And then he leaves.
He goes, all right, phase 2. Okay. Dog sausage eating contest.
Oh, I don't like dog sausage. It gives me gas.
Now you should have thought about that before you tried to enter Spider Queen's domain.
Okay, I'm going to eat it.
You guys both start plowing into the dog sausages. I rolled very poorly.
Oh my god, I'm rolling so good. Thank you, Diehard Dex.
Nice job, bro.
Animal handling, I guess. This is made a dog. Yeah, it'd be a 20 total.
Okay, you again, you're just making him look silly.
He looks a fool.
Like, and it's basically the reason that I'm so good at this is because, like, I kind of just, like, open my bowels and everything that, like, goes in, it just kind of pushes it right out the other end.
Jesus.
And just like
Wait, are you shitting?
Legally, what would you call this maneuver? Are you evacuating?
No, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's something tunnel related, right? Because
you vortex it?
I'd call it displacement.
Next.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, next is the hot box challenge. Come into this tent with me. Whoever can stay in here the longest, there will be no oxygen and all silver weed smoke.
Oh.
Scud's okay. Never leaving.
I'm like, okay, and I bring in a large bottle of water with me.
Yes, you don't even seem flustered by this, and I hate it.
I'm like, I'm making it look like I'm taking sips, but secretly I'm breathing the water.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Ooh, Bachman, that is good.
Oh, this guy, he's tricky.
You can roll with advantage.
Nice. okay. It's a 19. Survival, I guess, right?
Sure.
So let's see, 21 again.
All right, you.
I'm not even lying about these rolls. This is a really good dice. I like this.
You know, your water really helps you out, and you think you would have had to go out much earlier, but you outlast him again, and he goes rolling out of the tent. He's like. you'll never beat me in this next challenge.
I bet we're gonna cut away before we find out.
We cut away.
This guy's high as hell.
And all of our heroes seem to be in great danger doing their many challenges, which we'll have to see what happens next time on the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
What? How will I ever survive?
What if I don't answer the question about...
how will we ever recover Frank's ear?
What if the person doesn't eat my ass?
This is so stressful.
That was hilarious. I loved it. And I'm not just saying that.
Feedback?
But you know what I am just saying? I think that's reviews I'm about to just say, and by reading them, is that's another way to say I'm reading them. Me Bubble Ghost says, like riding a roller coaster while not strapped in, this podcast will have you rolling on the floor, laughing, holding your breath in suspense, trying to arcana check in real life. It's a wild ride that will leave you holding on for dear life, as if clinging to the face of a sea monster. John Moylan of Canada says, this is long for day. G'day mate, itam yadich, hadha, made you take it back. I get it. It was backwards. Joking aside, I should have reviewed this podcast ages ago. I agree. I'm not even halfway through it. Though I'm trying really hard to catch up, and it's absolutely amazing. Not only are the cast hilarious and entertaining, they have also brought together an amazing community of people. This podcast leaves me laughing, cringing, not crying, cursing, and wondering just how damn big that quest log is. Thank you so much.
Very big.
Judd Hammer says, great podcast. I just started listening this podcast a year ago from episode 51. I listened to this podcast all day at work and thoroughly enjoy it. Thank you. Mad Ryantist says, love it. Just started from the beginning. Absolutely love it. Although I'm pretty sure Dorkblade is cheating with the success of Sneaks. Nope. KLC Dorkblade says, live Flourish and Burritos. All caught up now, and I'm sad to say I don't have a backlog of episodes to play.
Right.
The cast makes my commute a delight and feels like I'm sitting in my buddy's basement playing. Great job, guys and girls. Live Flourish and save me a burrito. I don't want to freaking run out, but this is the final review from February 15th, 2018. Shut up and take my money, Stealth Shark 7. I started listening in January 2016. Over 2 years later, I finally caught up listening to the unabridged episodes. Nice. It's been a fun ride and had several mysteries unlocked, but the case of the drop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thrifty nerd and how a spider with his mouth sewn shut. It all checks out. I just hope they kill off. That's not that bad.
No, they're just saying that Steve scares them.
Oh, okay.
Is all they're saying.
I just hope they kill off Steve soon or get him a new body. That way I can finally end my flesh, Nolum, sticky boy, water vomiting fueled nightmares, whisper, thrifty, just tell me where's in the money, slash whisper.
They're just haunted by Steve.
All the characters have been great and the cast have an amazing chemistry together. Well, that translates to a lot of fun. Now I just have to wait for new releases or join them on Twitter. So, Michael, I need all of the reviews since February 15th going forward, my love.
Whew.
Take my money. It was the last one.
February 15th Man. Was 4 months ago,
that
give or take.
That was a fucking long time ago. I was still in L.A.
We're doomed.
We'll catch up, buddy.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard. You're muted.
I'm at the Mute Bachman. Mute Bachman, get it?
Bullshit. I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to Geekly Inc., where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished eating ass, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes the show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com. The songs Blown Away and Call to Adventure are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0, creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.